Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Riffin' with Griffin. We're here again at the All Things Comedy Studio, and I'm still looking for a theme song. I have another one, but before I go into another theme song, let me introduce my friend, my colleague, Mr. RJ Kyler.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Sí, sí, me llamo Ronald Kite. I'm trying my Spanish here. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
It's good to have you now. I these theme songs that I do, and these people send them in. Mm-hmm. And this one's another one. This is the same one from the same guy from last week. It's Matic Productions, I believe. I don't know if I said that right.
Matic Productions.
I know, but the dude's dope, and he made one for me last week on for the Bobby Lee episode or the mm-hmm. week or whatever. Whenever this comes out, I don't know if I have an episode in between this one. But anyway, here's another theme song for Riffin' with Griffin. Mm. Oh, you can't hear it. You have to have your headphones on to hear it.
I can hear it.
Oh, you can hear it?
We're riffing with this. 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 We're riffing with this.
We're riffing with Griffin.
DDJ Dice. That's what it sounds like.
RJ Kyler here. We riffing with Griffin. We riffing with Griffin.
All right. This is what happens when you let.
Am I too old to be?
No. No. What?
You can tell me I'm too old.
Eric, you're 16.
16 at heart.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to see you. I haven't seen you since, unfortunately, our show was canceled.
Yeah.
Good old I'm dying up here.
They couldn't handle the sauce.
I don't know what happened. It's a travesty, but
it's all right though.
It is what it is.
Yeah, I feel I'm a little rocky about it. Like it mm-hmm. still bothers me, but I'm still happy because we put some good ass shit.
Yeah, it wasn't our fault.
Down,
we really did
bro.
Good.
Yeah,
I love everything we did together.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
did our part.
Yeah,
above and beyond. God damn it.
Hey. Yeah, we really did our part. But I mean, like I say, you know, there's so many factors that go into what make a show mm-hmm. good. You've been on a lot of stuff though.
Yeah.
I mean, let's see. Scream, right?
Mm-hmm.
Loved White Boy Rick.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was good. Perfect for you. We're going to talk about all that. And what's another? You did I'm Dying Up Here.
Yeah.
And then didn't
Vice
you do
Principals.
You did Vice Principals.
Me
you were great
Earl.
On that. Yeah, you've done so many things.
Yeah.
And you have these like real humble beginnings. Jacksonville, Florida, born and raised.
It's my city, man, and my babies right there.
Yeah. Jacksonville, Florida, in the house,
Or in the building.
In the building, no,
because it might not be a house.
It's true,
yeah.
Especially if you're from Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Now is it true that you were discovered in a mall?
What?
See, this is just like the story I hear. Like you was walking through the mall.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and then
they mistaken me for like,
and they had like the casting. The dude saw you like.
Yo, they were like, hey, how did RJ Kyler get discovered? I don't know. Let's just put the perfect picture up of how a young African-American kid would make it.
You
right?
was walking through the Jacksonville Mall.
Yeah. Who the fuck wrote that? Who wrote that?
What's the real story? How'd you get to L.A.? Right, how'd you start acting?
I was asleep, right, in the backseat of my Paul van. We was on the way home from church, right, and only me and him went this Sunday because my mom's was sick. And so heard this commercial that was like, do you want your kids to be on Disney Channel and work with stars such as on and on and on and on? And of course, all of these stars are people that I, you know, followed heavy. I used to watch Disney Channel like it was reading the Bible, you know what I'm saying? Like every
gotcha.
Theme song.
That was your church.
That was my church. And I am on time, ready with my tithes and offerings, all right? And so like when I heard it, I got extra hype, you know what I'm saying? And the thought of a scam never would come to a kid's mind, you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
We hear Disney, we think.
And you think it's on radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why would they put a scam on
why
the radio?
Why would they do that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's like saying that the government lies to us.
Right.
Why would they do that? All right?
So you hear it and you're just like, the light
yeah,
bulb went
boom,
on, like,
God
boom,
damn it.
This is it. This
I
is my way
am
in.
There.
Okay.
You know? And so I told my, like, I started just getting on my paw. I was like, hey, I want to do it. Because I was half asleep. And so mm-hmm. he was like, boy, just go back to sleep.
But what did the commercial say? Like, what did you have to do?
No, you just had to, it was like send in like your picture and email or whatever, so they could send you like the brochure and packet and stuff. And
oh,
it was
wow.
held by
okay.
Adrian Amante, right? From right. Disney Channel. He plays Esteban Julio. That's a lot of syllables. and so it was held by him. So that was something also that just took me like, okay, Esteban is holding something. Cool. And so my dad was like, boy, it's a scam, because he's my pa.
Right, right. And he from Florida.
Before. Yeah. He like, come on, son, it's Jacksonville. Who the hell gonna come to Jacksonville and look for actors?
But you know what, though? I'm kind of with him. Like, if I hear that, I'll be like, you ain't gonna be on the Disney Channel
for radio program. Yeah, for real. Like, RJ, really, you really did? Come on, son. And I was like, you know, I'm stubborn. And so I really wanted it. So then when he said no, I went straight to my queen, my mama. And right. I was like, hey.
Mom was all about it.
She was about it, God dang it. And so I started going, I went to the showcase or whatever, did it. And then after that, I got signed with Chrome Talent Agency.
But wait. You sent your picture.
Yeah, I sent my picture.
You sent the picture.
Yeah. And then you had to go into like this. We got this thing.
You didn't
downtown.
Get called in? You sent the picture.
Was it
an open call?
Go. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It was an open call.
Yeah.
Okay, sweet.
And so when I went and I seen that, it was like, oh, shit, there's a whole bunch of other kids in here. Like, damn.
Oh, you thought it was just going to be you? It's going to be like six of you?
No, not. Yeah, I was like, oh, damn. Like, it was everybody
like,
here.
It was like American Idol audition.
Yeah, I was like,
right?
Yo, everybody and their grandma is rich here. I met one of my best friends. His name is Aaron. And it's just like when we first started the program, it was just like, son, we get bored quickly. So
right.
y'all gonna have to keep our attention. And so it was like going through the whole situation, I got signed in Orlando, then forgot that I was signed in Orlando because they never hit me. All they did was just took $700 for a photo shoot. And
that's the scam.
But the crazy thing is those
you
photos.
Can curse, it's okay.
Those I know. Those photos are like on my IMDb, like, and they've been there.
Oh, that's your main photo.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, like whatever. It worked somehow.
It wasn't this now.
It's not this sexy bastard in front of you. But it's like, it's like, okay, cool. And so then they closed down as an agency, but I was still cool with the dude that was my agent. I was like, all right, cool. So he still keeps up with me nowadays. Jai is, you know, really cool. Then came out to L.A. because Adrian.
Okay, so wait. So you went to this.
Yeah, that was in Jacksonville.
That was in Jacksonville. You went mm-hmm. to the open call, mm-hmm. and then what happened from there, though? They said yes?
Yeah. They were like, hey, we dig your son. And Adrian was like, hey, we just really want him in a program. And then that's when
the scam happened, in a sense.
Well, that's when it was supposed
would
to.
Think it would be a scam.
Yeah, that's when people, you know.
Yeah, when it's like you have to spend $700 a picture. Okay, got you.
But when me and my mom went to talk to Adrian or whatever, he was just like, don't worry about the cost of the program. Just get him in here, you know?
Right.
Get him here, take care. And that was the first time I was just like, all right, this makes you way more than just a celebrity that I see on TV that I, you know, want to meet. Like, all right, cool, son. You believe in something. I don't know if you believe in me, but you believe in something. So he gave me the.
So that was,
you know,
your first time that you felt like, okay, maybe I can do
this. Yeah, I was like, all right.
This guy is.
And he say I'm good.
Right.
All right, that's cool. And so then I did that program, came out here to LA.
What was the program?
It's called CGTV. Well, it was called CGTV.
Was it like cold reading or like auditioning?
Yeah, it was.
How long did you do that?
I did that for three. I think it was a 3-week program, but I did it.
Oh, it was an intensive.
Yeah, but it wasn't every day. It was only on the weekends.
Okay.
Yeah, because nobody would come out every single
yeah,
day.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so you did like a 3-week, three weekends.
Yeah.
You worked on auditioning and reading acting
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, simple
right?
stuff. Everything, okay. You know. And then I read for my agents now at the showcase that they have in L.A. So he was like,
oh, so you went to L.A. Okay,
yeah. And so came out here for the showcase, and that's where I met my agent, Kendall Park, and he's the realest G that I've ever met. I love you, Kendall, so much. Because the first thing he said to me wasn't, hey, it wasn't what's up, it wasn't I love your work, it was fuck everybody else, you talking to me. And that was the first thing he ever said out of his mouth to me. And I was like, Mom, we talking to he's black and Asian. He's this Blasian dude. Because he said, fuck everybody else. And everybody else has been on some like, hi.
Right.
We love
you felt an authenticity.
That authenticity, man. Okay. Like, for real. And not to say, like, I didn't have a sense of good judgment, right? But you know, every agent in LA is good at that shit. They're supposed to sell you like, hey, we can make your dreams come true.
It's like you feel a little bit of bullshit every time they talk.
But with Kendall, it wasn't no bullshit nowhere.
Or he was just good at it.
He was just like, hey, look, I know exactly what the fuck you need, kid. And if you want it, I can give it to you. If you don't, you can go bullshit with somebody else.
Well, turns out he was right.
He was so fucking right. Yeah. And then,
so what'd you read for first?
I read for a bunch of commercials. Me and Kendall were first strictly commercial.
Okay, got you.
And then I had another manager who cut me off of his roster because I was a few days late. And I was also in school at the time that I was doing this.
Right,
so I'm
how old are you at this time?
Yeah, I'm like 17, 18?
You're right. I'm still trying to graduate high school.
Dickhead, you know? And also, like, I'm not a part of this industry, so it's a lot that I don't know.
Right,
and
gotcha.
As a kid, I'm like, dog, I need to focus on graduating, and I also don't get money to, like, make sure that my mama good.
Yeah, you
know
you got mom, dad,
yeah,
you
got
two
brothers.
Yeah,
I got family shit, boy. Yeah, yeah. And I wasn't even that late, and the thing was, he cut me off of his roster and was like, I'm unprofessional, this and that. I was like, okay, cool. And so Kendall calmed my nerve in like 30 seconds, was like, all right, good. I'll call you back in a little bit, right? He called me back in 5 minutes and was like, all right, you got to read with Nick. And Nick is also a part of JLA. So when I met Nick, I was just like, cool, I like you. But I need a manager, don't I? And then they introduced me to Steven and Judy, who are my managers, you know.
Still today.
Still to this day. Uh-huh. And we've been rocking and smacking this shit since. And it's like, you know, my old manager, he tried to, you know, come back and try. I'm like, fuck you, boy. Like,
yeah,
what do you mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're going to hate me from now on in Hollywood. And I promise you that, boy. Because, like, all it took was for you to, like, be patient with a kid that did, you know, he was new to this.
Yeah, what did you know?
Yeah, literally, I didn't know shit. Now I'm going to steal everything from your client. Like, I'm serious. Like, and that's the thing. And it's because you spit on my dream before you even let me try to show you that I could do this shit. Right. You know what I'm saying? Even though you know my...
So I could tell you still, it still bothers you.
Yeah, it's still, boy, it pisses me off.
Yeah,
but
tell.
It also makes me happy.
Right.
As hell, because it's like, in that moment, my faith was shooken. Because it's like, all right, cool, God, you got me with this manager, so why would you let him, like, spit me out the trash like it's nothing, you know? And he was just like, oh, well, because that wasn't the right one.
I just needed
to see if you trusted me, Brody. And I was like, you know what, boy, you're great. Next time, just ask me if I trust you. I will say yes. Like, Jesus Christ, don't take me through that no more. You know, and it's like no bad smoke, but, like, you know, don't you can't come my way, like.
So now you got the manager, you got the new manager, you got the new agent,
you're in
Hollywood. Now, did you guys move to Hollywood, or y'all just staying in Hollywood?
No, we was moved here by then.
Oh, like, oh really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you went to the three-week program. After the three-week program ended, you told your parents, we got to go to L.A.?
Well, I said, I will move to L.A.
You moved
myself,
to L.A., right?
You know, and she was like, hell no,
your mom was not going to have you out in L.A. by yourself.
Hell no.
So you and your dad came out.
No, me and my mom came out.
Oh, you and
mom,
okay. Okay, and then, oh, that's right. Because your dad stayed back because
he had
to take care
of
bills
house.
And shit. Yeah. I remember
he had to do the proper thing.
Yeah.
Shout out to Big Ron. and so it was cool because that first time of me and my mom being away from Jacksonville, you know what I'm saying, especially on this level, it was like, all right, mama, I'm all you got, you all I got. You know what I'm saying? It was just like if a zombie apocalypse broke out and we was the only two people.
She's the dog you want to be with, man.
Like, me and my mom's.
I've met your mom. I love your mom. It's like it's crazy. Like, when your parents become the set, they just so, like, charismatic and fun.
They're
and
my
like,
babies,
you
man.
Almost got to be like, yo, y'all got to chill.
Hey, you cannot go up there.
They've seen fun.
They're shooting over there.
Now you out here with your mom, and then you read for the agent. You guess how you got the agent and all that.
Yeah.
And then so soon after that, what was the first thing?
First thing was me and Earl and the Dying Girl. Well, first, Homeless was the, like, we were staying in Motel 6 and between our truck for a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Just as the beginning, you know, thing of just
you were living
you know?
In a truck with your mom?
Yes, a Toyota Highlander. That motherfucker was burgundy. It had a few scratches. Wow. It had low jack, so they used to cut that bitch off because we couldn't pay the bill for it all the time. And so they cut it off the last time, and my dad was like, you know what? Fuck it. I don't want to deal with this no more. And so he left it at the, you know, at the Oxnard crib. And he was like, y'all got to come get it. And he was like, we need you to. No, y'all got to come get it.
Wow.
You know? Like,
so, man, this is incredible. Okay, it really is. Okay, so you're here with your mom. You're living in a truck. You're going in and out of hotels. just on a dream, just on a, on the idea that I believe in myself so thoroughly,
and the fact
that we're gonna make this happen. So you you booked that first role, which was
me and Earl and the Dying Girl.
Oh man,
that's my baby.
Yeah, you always remember because that changed your life.
That changed my whole life, and not even just like because it kind of pushed my trajectory towards like my dream, right? But it showed me how much faith can walk. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
it just showed me like how much RJ, if you just trust me, bro. Like, that's why so many of my decisions now and so many of my, like, problems and worries and shit, they just breeze off my shoulder. And that's because he's shown himself before.
Right,
and especially on this big-ass level. Like, all right, RJ, right now you got both your parents in L.A. You got your dad working, but you don't really got a job. Trying to do bar mitzvahs and stuff for $50 to $100, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, but, by the way, you can't just put that out there. By the way,
what?
My man here is a DJ.
Oh, that was random.
Yeah. You forgot about
just,
that.
No, my bad. I was just going through the storyline.
Yeah, but at what point? So you were always a DJ, though?
Yeah. I've been DJing since, like, the sixth grade.
Okay, right. Okay, so that was always, like, in your mind, you were like, you know, if all else fails, I'll be able to, this is my fallback.
Yeah.
So that's stand-up for me.
Yeah.
So for you, it was being a DJ.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So not only that, now is your mom, like, hauling crates of records for you?
Nah. like,
are y'all DJing together? Is she, like, there with you at the parties? Like, how did that work out at first?
We had a roommate named Matt Day, right? And so, well, he used to be my roommate. Now he's my brother. Like, I
hear you.
Burn this city down. But so Matthew, he asked me one day when he came in the crib, this after we had met, he was like, hey, little nigga, you want a job? And I was like, fuck you mean I want a job? And so that's when I got with this DJ company, H2H, and it was the first time that I was like, all right, cool, I can do something. I'll make money, and I know I'm about to have fucking fun doing this
right.
shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay, so the DJ gig is in full effect.
Yeah.
In and out of it, as you're trying to, before you get Earl.
Yeah, before I get Earl. I was working at H2H before I even got Earl for a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, and I was like, all right, cool, let's do this. So the homeless little situation, that was a good 3-4 months. But it was cool because we went through a lot of, like, funny-ass moments at this hotel. Like, I ain't even going to cap. It was like, it was fun as fuck.
I can't even imagine living in a truck with my mom.
Oh, no,
she would drive me crazy.
It's not pretty. Listen, conversations.
Like, there's no sneaking in, right?
At the fuck all. Hey, can you unlock the window?
You ain't sneaking in the truck like at night, coming in late. You be back at this truck by 12 o'clock.
And if you're not, I'm locking every window in this bit. Like, you know, it's
you
like,
just wake up and she's looking back at you like, what are you doing?
Yeah. It's funny. But it was so cool because now that I take so much stuff seriously, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't take shit for granted now, not even from the, like, smallest.
Now, tell me the moment, though, that when you found out you booked this gig, were you in the truck with your mom?
No, we was actually in
Where were you?
We was in Missouri with Broderick. So my brother was graduating from the military. He graduated from the military the same day that I got the call that I booked this movie. So that was like a double whammy for both my parents.
Oh, that's great.
And, like, we were there. And I'm like, hey, boy, like, what's good? I'm just happy to see him, you know?
Right.
And so as we were driving to go get food after we had seen him graduate or whatever, they called me. I screamed like a girl. My daddy swerved a little bit, like, like on some G shit, because it was out of nowhere. I was like, oh, like, you know, I'm hyped.
Why, of course.
No, I'm like, I'm not even here. Like, it's trippy shit.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So then, like, the whole, I bet everybody, even, what was your brother like, though? Your brother might have been, like, a little
He was
salty.
Trippy. No, he wasn't
was
he, even salty.
Okay, because it's like, just, his day, and then you're going to come
no,
one up
that's
him.
That's the thing. He was just his hype, right? Just because he knows, when it comes to me and Broderick, we kind of like the left and right ball, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
okay, where you going with this?
No, listen. You can't have one without the other, kind of.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's my boy. So in that moment, he was just happy that we was there, right? And so when I called him after, because he wasn't driving.
He wasn't with you guys?
Yeah, because we left him there. He had the other business to take care of. And so I hit him and told him, he was like, yeah! Like, he was hype.
Oh,
like,
God,
my brothers was hype as hell. The only time that they kind
of
threw me and shook me was when I booked Power Rangers, because they didn't say congratulations. They just said, don't fuck this up.
But that's just because they know you.
I was pissed. I was so pissed. I was like, yo, y'all not going to say congratulations? The first thing you all right, cool. all right, whatever.
So when you got Earl, so now you're in the middle of that, mm-hmm. life changes a little bit. Because now, like, you know, that first check, you were like, mom, are we going to be able to...
Yeah, I
can. We can rent something and actually live proper,
mm-hmm.
you know?
At least, like, get them something to where they're comfortable.
Yeah, you
know what I'm saying? I just want my babies to be comfortable. I don't need all that extra, you know, extravagant shit, because they don't. They get annoyed with that shit. They hate when I buy them jewelry.
So country.
Bro, they country as hell. Like, yo, I done bought them jewelry pieces, and they just...
Yeah.
RJ,
what are we going to do with this?
I'm like, baby, what the fuck
your
you put it on?
Your mom would rather you get her, like, a stainless steel pot that she can, like, you know.
And then, yeah, or a knife.
Yeah, a good knife
get
set.
Get a whole fucking Ginsu set.
Yeah, yeah. She would be like, oh, this is going to be good.
This is going to be so fun.
Yeah.
That's why I can't fight my mama, dog. She's too good with knives, yo. I feel bad for anybody that tried that lady.
So you book Earl, and then it's all changed. And then after that, now everything's history after that, right?
Yeah.
What was next after that?
After Earl was this tobacco-free commercial.
Oh, you got to give you a commercial.
That shit was
I remember
so
that
lit.
One. Yes.
I love that commercial. Yeah. I actually met one of my best friends, Maya. Like, oh, my gosh. So when I met Maya, it was on the set, right? And at the time, I was just like, you have such a, like, crazy good-ass energy, like, just being, like, there, right? But now she's just this epitome of just sauce, if yeah. that makes sense. Like
that's what LA, so, LA yeah, can LA, do that to
bro,
you.
It's so fucking cool. I'm you just know? Like, Maya, I love you, my homie.
But
like,
you have a lot of, you just have an energy about you that you are, it's like you are the entourage type guy, but not in a bad way. It's just that you like having people around you. You mm-hmm. know, you're from Jacksonville, Florida. You got a big family. You like having family around you. So you have these... you know, people that come around you, but have you experienced it being like, oh, I got to get this person out of my life?
Oh,
like,
hell
you
yeah.
You don't trust.
Oh, hell yeah. That's shit. That's 85% of this walk. Because it's like everybody, you always got to question like what you want from me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
it's unfortunate though, right?
It's unfortunate, but yeah. then you also have to find that balance of like, all right, this person actually don't want shit other than just to be there. You know,
right.
and it's really good when
time.
You find that.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah.
It's
and
rare.
And I found that. I'm not going to say that I haven't, because I found that,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
here in L.A. with a lot of people, some, you know, older from when I just got here, mm-hmm. you know, and some more recent. And it's cool to find that because, it's so fake out here. Oh, my gosh.
Compared to Jacksonville?
Look, in Jacksonville.
Culture shock?
Look, on some G shit, in Jacksonville, right? If somebody don't like you, you gonna know that they don't like your ass. All right, that's just it. That's point blank period. And also, there's no entitlement to respect in Jacksonville. It's like you have to be like you have to give to your community to get that from your you know community. It's
you
like
just don't feel that in LA.
In LA, everybody is entitled to.
They think
everything.
They are.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's like I'm entitled to this. Am I not? Am I not? Do you not see the car that I drive?
When did they get British in L.A.?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying that's my poshness. Let me speak. You
okay.
Do you know you sound like this in my head too? The fuck, Eric? You're not. Eric, not
hold
saying.
The fuck on. How dare you?
How dare?
I'm not bougie. You think I'm bougie?
Eric, you are bougie
I'm
as
so
hell.
I'm so bougie. I'm so bougie.
Eric, I'm like Eric. You are the literally.
All right,
you're
all
the
right.
cutest blonde dude that I know.
Okay, let's get back to you, motherfucker. Okay, all right. So you get the commercial, you get Earl, and then like things really start to you know to heating up, right? Because
yeah.
now did you get I'm Dying up here around that time? At the same time, you got Power Rangers because I know you were you filming Power Rangers at the same time filming I'm Dying up here?
No, I was filming War Machine at the
War
same
Machine.
Time.
Right, that's what it was.
Yeah, I came
that's the
back
Brad Pitt. Netflix
I came from
movie.
Abu Dhabi to film the.
I remember
pilot.
That.
That shit was crazy.
I remember seeing an article like when I first booked the role and I was like, oh yeah, it was like, all the things I had to go through. And then mm-hmm. I just see this article like you know RJ Kyler, you know from such and such. It's like
oh,
I was
yeah.
like, oh shit, what is this gonna be, right?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
So you did War Machine. Working mm-hmm. with Brad Pitt and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, this is crazy to me. Like,
it's crazy.
It's crazy because
how
you
do
like,
you think I feel?
I know. You went from a radio commercial to like moving to LA, tobacco commercial, and now you're working with Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
All in like what, a year, 2 years, 6 months?
No, that was three and a half years.
Three and a half years
three
from the process
years.
Of
yes,
because you were on that show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, got you. Okay. So you do that, then you got. You're doing War Machine with...
Yeah, War Machine. So War Machine, I auditioned for Power Rangers as I was doing War Machine. Me and Emery Cohen did it in my hotel room. And we was actually about to go to the club. Like, I was club ready. About to fuck this shit up in London. Y'all have no idea.
Oh, you in London?
Yeah.
Oh, good. And so, wow. Wait. And I'm bougie.
This motherfucker.
Wait, I'm bougie?
I'm bougie?
How?
Your black ass is in London.
Whoa.
going club ready.
Whoa.
Club ready.
Holy shit. That's not me. That's my workplace. If they would have filmed that bitch in Compton, I would
have
been
there.
You have
on a custom jumpsuit right now. Oh my god. Okay. All right. So you in London. Yeah. Okay. And you do your Power Rangers audition in London.
Yeah.
Do you hear how that sounds?
What? It was a self tape. I swear it was a self tape.
Okay. You self taped
it
in London.
It was a horrible self tape. I know it was bad audio. And I know that's why the director, I know that's why Dean had to call me and see who I was. Because I'm pretty sure.
No, that just means it don't matter. You impressed them. And they were like, we need more than just this.
Oh, touche.
That's what that was. So don't sell yourself short.
I shot it on an Android. What you mean?
You booked the part.
I'm sorry. If you got an Android, it's 2018, 2019.
This reminds me of the set of I'm Dying Up Here.
Hey, yo.
He
Capri
actually,
Suns.
This diva made them get Capri Suns. Uh-huh. You hear about green M&Ms?
No,
you hear about the,
hey,
he was like, I need a box. He had a box of Capri Suns on set.
Hey.
Okay, but anyway, you in London.
Yo, so I'm... So we my
Your
team,
director calls you, right?
Yeah, and he was just like, RJ, I like your take on Billy, and we're going to read through this and that. And so we read through it, and then I didn't think I was going to book it, to be honest, because everybody who is everybody had this script, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so I'm like, ain't no way in hell that you're going to look in this big old tank, you know what I'm saying, a fish, and find this little one guppy and be like, we like you.
You know what? I know exactly how you feel, because when I booked Workaholics, I remember being in the room with the other people going for the second call.
Yeah, like, bro.
And I was like, oh my God, that's the guy from, and that's the guy from,
yeah,
and, that,
like,
and I was like, there's no way I'm going to get this, but, you know.
I was that pissed. Why did y'all send me on this type shit? Like,
yeah.
But then when they called me and told me that I booked it, I was just like, I'm sorry.
Oh my God. When you were a kid, is Power Rangers in your wheelhouse as a kid? Okay, sorry, I'm just asking.
I got a lot of ass whoopings behind that shit.
Okay, so you were like, Power Rangers was a thing for you.
Yeah.
All right, okay,
yeah.
Cool. Because that's beyond, I wasn't Power Rangers. My generation was like Thundercats, He-Man.
Oh yeah,
me too. Smurfs.
All of that came on Boomerang.
Care Bear.
Or Toonami. You know, if you stayed up late. Just saying.
No,
just
but
saying.
See, you have all that shit. I had actual Saturday morning cartoons.
You know, Eric, listen. I know.
Okay.
Some of us didn't have the box TVs with the booty on the back. Some of us did. Wait, did your TV have to warm up in the morning?
I swear to God, I'll punch you in the face.
Wait,
right
did your, no, because ours did.
Yes,
our TV
we had to
warm
up
in the morning.
But yeah, we had to.
That shit was funny.
It had a foot pump that you had. No, it's like, no. But we had the rabbit ears and all that.
Yeah, we did too.
So that must have been, how did that feel to know you were going to be a Power Ranger?
Oh, it was trippy. It was trippy because it's like, as a kid, right, if that's something that you look forward to.
You were pretending to be a Power Ranger as a kid.
And you only want, bro, that's why you do your moves and your costume when you dress up on Halloween. Because
right.
You want people to see, hey, this is my version of this Ranger.
Did you
like it?
Did you dress up as a Power Ranger
Halloween? But look, the thing was, we had to dress up as whatever trash bags was in the crib. Right?
Oh, okay.
Like, let's be honest.
you was Ghetto Ranger?
Hey. Duval County, we make that mug work, okay? Like, my friend Jordan has made a Batman costume out of black trash bags, for real.
Wow.
At Landon Middle School. That jump was crazy.
I need to see a picture of that.
Hey, listen, the boy was creative. I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
But it was a whole different thing. Like, I'm like, dang, I'm a Power Ranger now. Like, now when people look at the blueness, I get to be one of them.
Because,
you know, it's a lot of us. Like, the blue crew, red crew, yellow crew, we beat, you know what I'm saying? But...
You
just
was Blue Ranger.
Yeah, I'm Billy.
You know what I'm saying? You know what? I saw that. I was on the road. So I was by myself, and I was in a theater by myself. You know, just me sitting there, and I was like, and I loved it because I only know you from.
It was only you in the theater.
No.
That
but
tells
I mean,
me a lot about how we did.
No. You did good. It did good. I want to hear about what you think. Why it didn't come back, but. I enjoyed it, and I enjoyed your. I thought you did a great job. You became someone else. It was like it's such range from knowing you from I'm Dying Up Here, then seeing you even in that role. It was great, and you had a good time. You had to train and all that kind of stuff, right?
I need to do that again because
You were a good superhero.
I'm getting fat, bro.
He's getting
what? Not like I'm metaphor. He's getting out of shape. I should have just said out of shape. I apologize.
Yeah, thank you.
I apologize.
This is over here is fat.
It's not fat. It's just like
just stop there. Okay, don't even go any further. All right. So I don't know why Power Rangers didn't come back. Man. I thought it was gonna be like this is gonna be a hit franchise. Dude, when I was in that theater and at the end when the original Power Rangers cast people came out. The whole theater went crazy. And I didn't know what was going on because it wasn't my thing, you know? But I was like, wow, this is going to be a monster series. This is going to be like a franchise hit. But what happened? You don't know what happened.
To be honest.
That's the look right there.
I'm asking the same thing. You know,
we can't control this.
Yeah, it's crazy because so many fans, and I wish I could kiss and hug each and every one of my fans and just be like, look, chill. Because if I could, I would. You know, I would be Billy in 2 seconds. They could call me tomorrow and be like, hey, you going to Honduras for 4 months or 5 months? I'd be like, all right, I'm there.
Now here's my question. You were on TV. You did commercials. You know, you're a relatively good looking dude. You got spice about you.
Did you say spice?
Yeah, you got a little spice about you. You got a little Jacksonville spice on you. Now, but when you went to Power Rangers, now tell me, was the Power Rangers Strange a little bit better?
What you mean?
I mean the female attention that came at you when you were on TV compared to now you a Blue Ranger. How was that?
It's simple for me. All right, so. My Paul, right, he always been on some like, all right, listen, RJ, I know that, you know, girls, they out here, they beautiful, you know, they queens, but listen, you don't want to be broke. I was like, what does that mean? He's like, look, you don't want to be broke. So if you focus, he was like, if you focus only on that, you're going to be broke. And then you're not going to have either. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, all right, RJ, handle your business. And then you have the time and the energy.
Now, was there so much more attention from Power Rangers?
From,
you know, just like
in general? Oh, yeah. That was the first time I was on Times Square. First time we was ever on two streets at one time. That was it was a lot that Power Rangers kind of rocked off for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, I got to do this part good. I got to do this just. Excited for people to see that shit.
Yeah, it was good, man. It was. Like,
dang.
You were really good in that.
Like, Dean.
Stood out.
Dean did this thing, like, directing-wise. And it was cool because all the other Rangers, like, those my brothers and sisters for real. Like, we see each other. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the thing. If Ludi didn't live all the way in Bethlehem, we would see him all the time. If Naomi didn't live all the way in Jerusalem, we would see her all the time, you know? And if Dagger didn't feel like being out there in the Bermuda Triangle, you know? Like, he was in Atlanta. I went and seen Dagger on set of Stranger Things. Jesus Christos. He's another, like, miracle story. Power Rangers was his first thing.
Oh,
Stranger Things is his second. And
damn.
Both of those,
bow, bow.
Bang, bang,
yeah.
Types. And I'm like, I love it.
So tell me, what did you think of your experience about I'm Dying Up Here? Like when you first booked that, like what did you think of it?
I was lit because, all right, so I used to watch Roll Bounce and shit like a lot, you know what I'm saying? Older movies, ATL type shit, Boys in the Hood. Like I just liked the older things, you know? And that's from growing up with my pa watching like Amadeus on CW17 type shit. Like. Mm-hmm. That stuck with me. And so when I read the thing from I'm Dying Up Here, it was just like, dog, this is me on paper. Where you from? Oh, he from Jacksonville. Cool. Damn, that sound like RJ. You know what I'm saying? Even though it was based off of somebody looks nothing like me. That's crazy. But the characteristics were like kind of cool. So when I read the script, and I read the character, I was like, yo, Adam about to be somebody they like.
I know what you're saying. I remember just thinking like, wow, this is going to be such a cool project. And it's like Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
But did you?
Especially Jimmy. Like,
did you think it was going to be that dramatic though?
No.
At first, did you know? I had no idea either.
Well, I gave the, I guess you could say the space for it because of what Jim did and like all of his older stuff. I'm like, Fun with Dick and Jane to where he showed that range. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true enough.
And so it was like.
Did you have a thought like, oh, maybe this could possibly also be dramatic?
Because like he showed so much range from like, from even movies like Liar Liar, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was the first time I ever seen Jim seemed like he was about to cry on some shit. Like, dog, I'm going from SNL to this. Like, yeah. Okay, cool. But that shows the range. So I gave a lot of I guess you could say, creative space. I mean, I guess to be written. Like, I didn't write anything off. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Especially because I knew it was a story about his life. So his life isn't all fun and giggles.
Yeah,
it's a stand-up comic.
But
you know?
I remember being at that table read, the first table for the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was just
I wasn't even at the table read.
It was like, but the table read was crazy. It's like I was like the first time I'm like in a room with Jim Carrey, and like I was sitting next to Alfred Molina and Sebastian, so I felt like I was in a Marvel movie. You know, because here's Dr. Octopus and Winter Soldier, and I was like, oh my god, this is like
I'm a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, because I was like, oh god, do your shit right, do your shit right. You know, like
that
you know,
be my
you know
thought,
doing
yo.
A table read. You know, a table read. You're looking at the thing like, oh please, let me make sure I do this shit
how
right.
I think that shit felt. All right, so second table read that we had
for when we started shooting,
I was creeped, scared, all that shit just because of like looking at y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, RJ, you know if you get one word wrong, which I did. Holy shit. Yo.
Yeah, but if I'm being real with you, there was talk afterwards.
Yeah, I was like, look.
Was like, can this motherfucker read?
I was like, all you can say, RJ, is fuck everybody in there. They can't fight you better. They're like, you can whoop all their ass, other than Andrew, because Andrew is like the most feistiest ginger I've ever seen in my life. And I was like, all right, RJ, if anything, they're going to pick on your reading, and you swing on their ass. Like, that was just on some Duval shit. I was like, hey, this is going to be my black ball day right here. But nah, it was cool, man. Like, just being on set for real. Adam was somebody that I definitely look forward to playing every day.
Oh,
like,
that was cool.
Coming to set on I'm Dying Up Here, it wasn't shit. I don't give a fuck if they called me at 4:30, 2:30 in the morning. Like,
yeah.
I'm up with my eyes wide
open.
Great.
We just all, like, it was such a good, like, camaraderie that we all had together.
It was a family. Like,
yeah.
For real. From our crazy shit.
Dysfunctional at times, yeah.
But hey, we the mother you make a movie about, goddamn. Like,
I know. Yeah, they could make a movie about the making of them.
Literally.
Like, all the shit that was going on.
From behind the scenes to in front of the camera to offset to, like, personal friendship. We got a motherfucking family, for real.
Yeah,
like,
I was sad. That they canceled it.
Yeah. But we still in our group chat. We still weirdos.
We trying, right?
Yo.
We, every now and then we like send a little thing
Mike,
out.
Mike will be scaring me sometimes. Yeah. Like, Mikey, hey.
I'm going to have him on too, actually.
Oh. But he got a new war movie coming out.
Yeah, he's doing his
thing. He cut his hair. He's such a little buzzy now.
Yeah, everybody's doing their thing, you know, which is cool, you know. And I like seeing all the things. Like I said, White Boy Rick, that was great.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, that was great. I know you really liked doing that one.
Yeah, White Boy Rick was it was crazy. And the main dude, right, Richie Merritt, yo, this kid is a savage. Like, he's such a savage. Now he's, like, modeling and stuff. He got another project he's working on. And I'm just like, Richie, he came from, like, horrible type shit. Like, you wouldn't think that Richie would be where he is, you know what I'm saying? Just from, you know, his situations back home, you know what I'm saying? Not to
it wasn't
get all
a radio
into
commercial
stuff.
That got him
yeah,
out
yeah,
there, right?
Yeah, it wasn't. And it's like he took shit and made it into gold, you know what I'm saying? And I always respect him for that, you know what I'm saying? Because he put his family in a way better place. He put himself in a way better place mentally, you know what I'm saying? And to watch a kid that I met on a movie set, right, grow into such a mogul of a person, right, just on his own level, like, to his friends, you can tell his friends look up to him. And that's the shit that blows my mind, you know what I'm saying? Because he's younger than probably all of them. And it's like, nah, out of all of y'all OGs, this young one is showing y'all the way to getting out of y'all situation. And he's not looking back to that, you know.
Yeah,
smart about it. And I'm just like, dog.
Yeah, but, like, you know, it's like it's hard to look back. Like, it's like, why look back when you, like, can see, like, where you are now, right?
Well, I mean, what that
even
can
for
be
your, even for yourself, right? I mean, I'm sure, like,
well,
you
know, I definitely wanted to go back to Jacksonville. I ain't going to say, like.
Are you see yourself living in Jacksonville eventually?
No, I used to. You know what I'm saying? Like, even after I had reached a little bit of success, because it's like, even person-wise, like, I don't feel nobody real in LA.
Right, I got you.
You can have all the work and shit that you want, but you still gonna be miserable when you go home.
Right,
nowhere to go.
You just want the ability to be able to, like, go back and forth for however
you know?
You want.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's
yeah, you still
I'm
you got Jacksonville in you, but you got a little LA in you now too. You like being out here. You wanna be in London.
I only like being in LA because it's like I don't gotta watch my back as much. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not as much.
You had to watch your back in Jacksonville? What's going on?
Have you? Oh, you're so Caucasian.
Yeah. Wait, what does that even mean?
I'm just fucking with you. But look, so Jacksonville, like everybody, they ask sometimes, like, RJ, why are you so loud and this and that, right? And I can tell another Duval person when I meet another Duval person, because it's like, we loud because nobody makes it out of Jacksonville, Florida. Like, it just doesn't happen.
Oh, really?
You know what I'm saying? Not saying that everybody die in Jacksonville, like, oh, we so that. No, but like, people get complacent there, they live there, they grow there, and that's just it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or you get your ass shot in Jacksonville. You know what I'm saying? Like, to be honest, it's not no safe place. People act like, oh yeah, and no, the fuck, it's not. Okay, like, I don't like the fact that I still got people that live there, but that's what they know.
That's what they know. They're comfortable. Got you.
And so the most that I can do is pray. But like, I love my city. My city built me. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you rip open RJ, you'll just see a little
skyline. Jacksonville gonna fall out.
all out of here. I'm talking like from the landing all the way to Pippin Street. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just it. And so to come out of that situation and be able to show my homies, like, hey, yo, this here is fun. So if you do this, do that. Like, now I'm investing more. I got my homies talking about investing. Like, my friend Candace, she got a crab spot now.
You gonna put up a skate shop and all that kind of stuff? What?
Actually, my friend Jordan and his dad just opened a Skate Express in Jacksonville, Florida.
You ain't a part of that? Because, by the way, people don't know that this dude is a world-class skater.
I don't know about world-class.
I see you on your Instagram just going backwards and doing splits and shit.
As Duval on my feet. That's how we roll down south.
Well, what's next?
Well, this year we about to fuck some shit up. 2019. Me and my brother Rob, aka C-Sway the DJ, we got some like goofy ass tracks popping. You know?
Hold on.
It's just fun though.
You getting into the music business now?
No.
Oh.
The fuck?
Oh.
That's not my lane.
I thought I was dropping some.
No.
I thought I was dropping an exclusive.
RJ
and you're like, no, that's not my lane.
No, we just attacking the aspect of creating musically.
Oh, so you still okay, so you're gonna produce music.
No, I'm gonna just make sure that all of my shit is out now. Like, I got mixes and shit. I got songs and shit, right? That we working
this
on.
This sounds like you in the music business.
No, it's not. If I was in the music business, I would be like, hey, somebody sign me. I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to put it out like this. Like, no. I know that my brother Rob has a dream, and I'm there for it.
Okay, so you're helping your brother find his way.
Anything that
Robbie
needs.
What's up on the acting front, though?
On the acting front, we got Swamp Thing coming out.
Swamp Thing? Movie? TV?
I think I can say that. If I can't, just cut it.
Yeah, well, let me know.
Yeah. And then, what did I do before that? Oh, yeah, we got...
This motherfucker works so much now that you don't even remember all the work you do.
I'm
so jealous.
I'm so sorry.
Good grief.
We still got... A couple more. Well, we got a few more. Black Lightning.
Did you do Black Lightning?
Hell yeah!
I love Black Lightning.
Me too.
I love that show.
Yo, it's crazy as fuck.
Yeah, I love
it's
that
so
show.
Good,
oh,
though.
You know what? Oh man, that episode that Robert Townsend was on. You know, Robert Townsend's playing the like the superintendent of the school.
Oh.
You know, it's just like it was such a real conversation they were having, and I thought, man, on national TV, where, you know, he was like, I'm the head nigga in charge. He said it on TV.
Yeah. I can say that on TV.
I know, but it was like, I was like, okay, it was such a like authentic way. They
was
were
like,
talking.
You know what? We'll just
drop
take that
this.
Fine. We'll
yeah, yeah, drop this. But it was cool. So I haven't finished watching this. Is it for the newest season coming up?
Yeah, they newest season.
So
right
you weren't
now.
Okay. So
no, I wasn't on last season.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah. I was like, damn, did I miss you?
No.
All right. We look at you out there doing it.
We trying to smack it right now, you know. And then we got a few more projects this year. Well, I'm saying next year. I think I'm busy until like. Mid or end of the year? It's kind of good. My team is smacking shit. I love them. Each and every one of them.
That's
like, for real, they're my babies.
I need your team to be my team.
Hey, yo. We all need some of them. It's just crazy. Like, we got one in New York. I've been wanting to film in New York for so long, yo.
So you got something in New York?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You're going to be all over the place.
Yeah.
New York. You know what? New York is your kind of town. You've been in New York before, right? You have. Yeah, when you did it. Yeah.
I did.
New York. That's your kind of town. Yeah, stay open till 4 a.m.
I'll be Stop playing with me.
I just remember, you know what, one of my long lasting memories on the set was you and the. You had the grill guy.
Oh, yeah, Greg come through.
the grill guy came, and I was like, who are you? Who are you that he had a grill guy come to set?
Yo, all right. So that was only because it was a few weeks before my birthday.
That's right. You had a big, you wanted, and, yeah. And I needed, sounds ridiculous. I needed a grill for your birthday. He needed a gold grill for his birthday.
Let me explain it. It wasn't no gold grill. It was.
What was it? It was a platinum grill?
No, it wasn't platinum. I don't do all that extra shit. It's just a little bit of VVEs. It's just a little bit of VVEs.
So sorry that you don't do the extra shit, he said. Just I don't do the extra. VVEs.
But like, look, so on some G shit, people get grills nowadays just because they think it look cute. Back where I'm from, we get grills because what we say out our mouth, we mean it, and it's worth some shit. Rather, that's some.
Oh,
like,
is that the purpose of a grill?
That's the purpose. Like,
what's gold is coming out of my mouth?
No, you just gonna respect what the fuck I'm saying, and what I'm saying is gonna be true. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, no, not trying to sound like a certain type of way, but also it's a, you know, a certain way of status. You know what I'm saying? You got a 10 wall, niggas know you got money. If you got perms, you know what I'm saying? Niggas know you about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just be out here like, you should not have a grill with clay at the back of it. If you do, take it, throw it in the trash, stop being a bum, and you go get
your whole thought process of like that's how you let people know you rolling deep.
No, not that you rolling deep. That's just how they see it. That's how they see it. Me, when it comes to like me, my homies, the people that I grew up with, the people that's in my like my mm-hmm. city, you know circle. What I'm saying? That's why we put them in our mouth. Like, it's not because we know gangsters and this and that. It's it's also like a little bit of sauce and finesse. It's like, baby, I got your house in my mouth right now. Like, for real, I can spit your rent right there.
Oh man,
type shit. That's, but it's not like when you, it don't need to be that. That's why you can get a whole like gold set, but have one diamond tooth in the back that's worth more than all of that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you have a grill with some diamonds in it?
That's none of your business. Hey, did Greg come to the set, Brody?
All right. On that note, I want to thank you. I love you too. I hope we work together again in the future. Cause like I said, when I look at all our, when I look back on them, like my all time favorite scene mm-hmm. for you and I was season one. At the episode 10,
oh, yeah.
Where I come to the club where you at, and we had that interaction at the bar.
Man, hey, that was some of the realest shit. Even Adam was like, you know what, guys, that was.
I know
really we felt that.
When I saw it though, I was like, oh, I felt something. I was like, yeah. Wow, we really did. And then what all they did in season two, where it was just like our story. I almost wish it would have been like a spinoff show.
But I like how in most of the show, they always show the. Almost like big brother, little brother compatibility,
yeah.
But also like the shit that I give you and how it's like, you don't know. I do know. Just trust me.
It was good. It wasn't all hunky dory.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It wasn't beautiful, like, he's his big brother.
I love the arc. Like, yeah. We fought. That was another, one of my favorite scenes. Remember that when you was on the thing?
And, you know, that was lit.
We had the whole argument through the hallway.
We shot, how long
with
did
With John
that,
Daly.
That you know? Scene was like, 9 hours you shot that mug, son. That
we had some
crazy.
Really funny. It was great stuff. I enjoyed every minute of that, and I enjoyed that you came in on Riffin' with Griffin. I appreciate that, and I wish you all the success. I know you're gonna be huge, and I love that you're very thoughtful and selective about what you do.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. So it's not like you're just gonna be any old crap.
Oh yeah.
So I look for big things from you, and ladies and gentlemen, that's been another episode of Riffin' with Griffin. And this is my man, RJ Kyler. And thank you for listening, everybody. Good night. Or goodbye. Or.
Wait, is it nighttime? No, it's like.
Get you a grill.
Only if you can afford it. Don't be trying to be all.
He's so bougie. Bougie out. Thank you.